where you are, close your eyes. Heavenly Father, we praise you for who you are, and we thank you, Lord, that we can be here another year. Another year full of blessings, another year full of challenge, but another year full of your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our guidance. Thank you for being there for us. God, help us to be there also for you too, as your servants, as your people, and to be obedient to you, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything you have done for us and for everything that you're going to be doing this new year. In your name we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. So we're going to be talking today. We're going to be reading a lot. I hope you guys like a lot to read a lot. We're going to be, our topic for today is Two Kings, Two Kingdoms, and Those in Between. I hope you guys are ready. We're going to be talking to Matthew 2 to 1, from 1 to 18. If you have your Bible physically, you can open your Bible. If you have your Bible on your phone, you can turn it on. So I know we do that too. So Two Kings, Two Kingdoms. Can you put that back? Okay, thank you. Two Kings, Two Kingdoms, and Those in Between. When we talk about two kings, we're talking about, obviously, God and the kingdom in this earth. And those between, I will say, it's going to be us. You know, we are between those kingdoms, between those kings. But we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. So let's go to the Bible. Are you guys ready? You're going to help me reading, as I always like to hear you guys reading with me. So we have it here in the screen. 1, 2, 3. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Stop there. Saying, where is he who has been born king of? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. We're going to stop over there, right there a little bit. And I have a question for you. Have you come today here to worship God? Because those guys, they walk a lot, and we're going to see that later, just to worship Jesus. Someone that they never met before, they just did that because they wanted to worship Jesus. Right? The same way that you, my dear, beloved brother and sister, are here today. So let's keep going. The third. When Herod the king was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them Christ to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go! For the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too my such a lie, right? Next one. They went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen until he came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. Said, and going into the house, they saw a child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offer him gift, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in the dream not to return to Herod, they... We're going to wait there. I'm going to do a stop there. There's a few things that I like to highlight. So they said that when they saw the baby, the first thing that they did was what? What was the first thing? Right? They bow down and worship him. And you know, I was thinking, sometimes for us it's hard to bow down to God and worship him. But when we do that, it feels so wonderful. It feels so refreshing. It feels like, wow, yeah, God, I surrender everything to you, my pride. I don't want my pride to be in my way, but I am here. I bow down. Because you are the God. You are the reason why I'm here. You are the reason, Lord, why I can be here today. Even if you've been through a lot of problems, you've been through a lot of challenge. Everyone has challenge and problems and troubles. But rejoice, because the Lord is with you. So it's amazing that, can you go back please, Andrew, the 11, I guess? Yes. They saw the child and they fell down and worshiped him. So I have a question. How is our heart? Maybe you physically, you can't do it, but if your heart like that fell down, my heart is here, Lord, I'm here. Maybe physically I can't, I'm not capable, but my heart, God, it's here, bowing down to you because I recognize that you are the God. You are the Lord. And after that, after they worship him, then leave it at 11, please. Then opening their gift, the treasures, they open their him gifts and whatever. But I want to do this, a question. How many of you guys like gifts? Raise your hand if you like gifts. Come on, I know everyone. Don't be shy. Everyone like gifts, right? Do you like your gift this past year or not? I like mine. My wife gave me like very fancy coffee maker. I am very happy and excited for that every day. So if you guys want to come and have a fancy coffee, you're welcome to come anytime. Actually, and I can show you my coffee maker. But talking about gifts, the best gift you can receive is it's Jesus. Yes, with Jesus, the salvation. The best gift that you can receive or have in your life is Jesus. It's not the fancy coffee maker. It's not, I don't know what else you guys get, but it's not about that. I was talking to the youth and I was telling them, hey, I know you're excited for gift and everything, but the best gift that you can receive this year is Jesus. Because without Jesus, you and I, we are nothing. Without Jesus, you and I were nothing. So, gift. Jesus is the best gift for you. Question. What's the best gift that you have for Jesus? Your heart. Your life. Surrender your life. Come what may, Lord. Here I am. You know, watching the video the Pastor Brandon showed, those three guys, they were talking about, well, I mean, we have this gift, but I don't know. Does he need anything, actually? What does he need? But actually, I need more than what I can give him. Because I'm a broken person that need his love, his forgiveness, his grace, his faithfulness every day, every single day. So remember, the best gift that we can have is Jesus in our life. And the best gift that you can give to Jesus is your heart. Being surrendered all your pride, surrender everything that you are to the Lord. And say, Lord, come what may. It is hard. Last year was hard. If you remember, I was very sick. And I went to the doctor because my baby got me sick. And blame him. And And I got very sick. I got a cough. And I wanted to be very responsible. I went to see the doctor. He gave me antibiotics. And I was allergic to that. I didn't know until I started taking that. I stopped breathing so many times a night. It was like suffocating very hard, throwing up so bad. And I thought, well, I was going to die. At some point, I was so scared to nighttime. A simple cough, because the side effect of the medicine that I'm allergic now almost killed me. But even through that, I said this to the Lord. God, I can't. Imagine this. Not being able to breathe rightly, throwing up so many times. You're throwing everything, your stomach hurts. The only thing I said, Lord, you have to deal with this. I can't do anything. So help me. I just have you. I surrender everything to the Lord. I give everything to him. And I'm like, well, you deal with it. But what I want to say is, the whole point, we need to surrender our life and understand that God wants our hearts every day. It doesn't matter how you feel, doesn't matter what you're going through, and to understand that he is the one that has your control. Because doctors are going to kill you sometimes. Didn't happen to me. Anyway, so we're talking here about Epiphany. And Epiphany is very important for us as Christians because remind us the remarkable act of God extending his grace to us by sending his only son to die on the cross. He is the perfect sacrifice, the reason why we can be here. So, Epiphany is this time that we're celebrating now in remember of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice. Are you with me? The perfect sacrifice. And also, Epiphany also helps us to see the reaction that the wise man, and that's wonderful, guys, the reaction that the wise man had to worship God. As I said before, someone that they never met. Question, have you ever met Jesus? Have you ever seen Jesus? Have you ever seen God? My whole point is, we worship someone that we never have seen in person. We know he's there. We know him. We met him, yes, in our spirit. But being able to see him is going to be possible one day, yes. And that's going to be the most wonderful thing. I'm so excited for that. And I know you too. But that simple act, going from Persia, right, Pastor Brandon, Persia? The wise men were from Persia? Far East, yeah. Some historical things say Persia, something around there. All the way for seeing someone, worshiping someone that never met before. So that's wonderful. We worship Jesus. We worship God. We haven't seen him, but we know that he's the reason. He's the perfect sacrifice for us. So based on historical estimations, the travel time is not like, I won't give you like a very, 100% estimate, but they said that it's between 6 to 12 months, around 10,000 to 10,200 miles. And imagine that going in camel, no horse, they're so much slow. Oh, well, they can run fast too, right? You think about this. I don't know if they have family, but I'm pretty sure they sacrifice a lot of things. Going from the other side to another side. For how long? The Bible doesn't talk about that. But the Bible talk about they did the traveling. They didn't care about how long was it traveling because they wanted to worship God. They wanted to worship Jesus. And they knew that he was the reason of everything. They knew that salvation was coming for them. They knew that. It was revealed to them in the same way how it's revealed to us about Jesus. So question, how much are you sacrificing every day? to worship God, to bow down and worship the Lord and give gift to the Lord. How much are you sacrificing? Because there has to be a sacrifice to you, as the wise man did. Well, now it's more easier. We take a plane. We can be there in, 16 hours? It's easier. We don't sacrifice that much. So, talking about the wise men, they came all the way from the east to worship God, to worship Jesus. How are you worshiping God today? How are you showing, how are we showing that we love God? By the way how we sacrifice things. Those guys that sacrifice so many things, their time, their pleasures, their hobbies, right? What else do you think they sacrifice? A good meals? I mean, being coming all the way from the desert and good meals, comfort, having a good party times, money. But they didn't care about that because they knew that that was worthy. All of that. They were, I don't care about that. I want to see this. The peacemaker. I want to see him. Him, because we need him. They have that need in their heart. And when you have that need in your heart, you don't care about what can happen because you know that your hope is in Jesus. He will never mistake. He will never make a mistake. He's the perfect sacrifice for you and I. So question, how much committed are you with God? How much? So you think there, you say, how much am I committed to God? The wise men, they were very committed. They didn't care. They went and they did it. And they did it that we can read and we can talk about them today. Thousand and thousand years ago. I want people to talk about me in a good way later. Oh, yeah, Pastor Danny did this. Oh, yeah, Donna did this. Oh, yeah, Larry, yeah. How great that will be, right? So how much committed you are with God, that's very important. That's going to mark a difference in your life and in those around you. Let's read Matthew 2:13. Let's follow 13. Now, come on guys, now, when they had... Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Out of Egypt I call my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had written, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and lamentation, Rachel weeping for the children. She refused to be comforted because there are no more. Amen. If you can see, guys, the three wise men, they were wise. They knew Herod wanted to kill Jesus. They spent the night, we didn't address that, but they spent the night, you know, with Jesus over there. And when they were sleeping, an angel came and in their sleep told them, don't go to Herod. And they went the other way. That's why Herod got mad and he tried to kill all the kids. They were really wise. Question. We know we live in a very hard society. How many times you go against society to do God's will? Even how many times? Let me tell you, it's hard. These three guys, they did it. They went against the society, against what the king Herod did or said, because they wanted to do God's will. So how many times you have to go against society to do God's will? It will be hard, but God will reward you. So we hear that Jesus have to leave because our friend Herod wanted to kill him because, you know, he hated Jesus. He wanted to be the only king. So Jesus had to run away and be in Egypt. I did a research, but again, that can be not true 100%. Jesus was in Egypt around 3.5 years. He learned the language. He knew how to speak their language and everything. So that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. I don't know if you guys knew that. So Epiphany is a yearly reminder of these events. How the three wise men did all that work, escaped some things. They didn't talk to Herod because they wanted to take care of Jesus. This time of the Epiphany is very important for us, again, because it's a reminder about Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, and the work of the wise men they did and everything. I want to also read Joshua 24:15. I hope we have it. We have it in here? If not, I'm going to read it. Okay. It's good. So, Joshua 24:15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this way whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me, and that's something that I love, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So talking about the topic, two kings, two kingdoms, and those between, in between, if we go back in the story, two kings, the king Herod, Jesus, those between the people, the Samaritans, the wise men, everyone between them. If we go to this time, two kings, the kings of this world, and Jesus, those between is you and I. We are between them. But now, it's up to you to say who you are going to serve. My house, my family, and I, my house, will serve the Lord. And I hope you, your house too, will serve the Lord. Because serving the Lord is the best that can happen to your life. Before being a pastor, I did computer science as Pastor Brandon too. That's why he's my best friend. We did computer science, and I was doing that. I did a lot of money and working with computers and fixing troubles, stuff like that. But I was never happy. I feel empty, and I was serving now our Lord. I was serving the world. But when I choose to serve the Lord, everything was better, clear. I have a wonderful family. My wife, my baby, I have you guys, my other family here. It's the best. When you choose to serve the Lord, that doesn't mean that bad things are not going to happen. They will. They even happened to Jesus. Running away, hiding from Herod for 3.5 years. Are you running away? Did you run away when you were a kid? Because someone wanted to kill you? Just think about that. Since the beginning, Jesus was facing death. And he faced death. And he was his victory. He won. But since the beginning, it was hard for him. So when you become a Christian, don't hope, okay, I'm going to be better. Things are going to be better. I'm not saying they're going to be worse. But you have Jesus on your side. You have Jesus with you. So things will be In some way, yes, better. Better, because we have the hope of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice. The perfect sacrifice for you and for me. So that's something that I have even in my house, the Bible verse on Joshua 24:15. But I like the last part. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And it's something that I want you guys to say with me. We're going to say, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay, are we ready? 1, 2, 3. But as for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Guys, that's powerful. That's powerful. Because your house is the house of the Lord. He's going to dwell there, remain there. Because you are serving him. You are his servant. That's wonderful. You have to be happy with joy because you serve a good God. A good God. You are not serving the bad one, you're serving the good one. Right? So remember that. There are two kings and two kingdoms. And that time was Herod and Jesus. And those between, you know, his family and everyone around, the shepherds and the wise men. But now, it's about you. Which king are you going to serve? Which king are you serving? Which king are you following? Which king are you with? So in conclusion, your house, your whole house, your family needs to serve the Lord. There is no doubt about it. Your whole house, you, your family, your kids, everyone needs to serve the Lord because Jesus is our King. He came as the perfect sacrifice to die on the cross for our sins, for forgive our sins, because he loves us. And love, it's amazing. His love for you and for me, it's amazing. So remember that. Your King, Jesus, is waiting for you every single day to sacrifice so many things. Maybe your hobbies, your time, because he wants to spend time with you. Amen? Let's pray. God, Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for the perfect sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for sending your only Son to die on the cross for us. And he is the reason why we can have joy today. We can celebrate this 2025 with so much joy, real joy, hope, because you are a good, good Father. God, we are here to worship you. As the three wise men did, we are here to worship you, Lord, and to surrender our hearts as a gift, to give our hearts as a gift for you. We are here because we want to worship you, Lord. Help us to fall down, to pour out our heart in you. Thank you, God, for your word, for reminders, everything about your good, good Son. Amen.